And speaking of the Cowboys owner and general manager, we thought we'd talk to him about some of these things right now because we've got him on our ticket hotline. And it's a morning after a tough one. We say good morning to Jerry Jones. You handling that loss okay?
No. That was such a one-sided ass whooping, wasn't it?
Oh, it's terrible.
It was a rough one. That had to put you in a bad mood.
What was that final score?
37-9 Philadelphia.
I haven't seen numbers that far apart since Jason Witten's jersey on that Geico commercial.
Yeah, it's a bad look.
Hey, but at least you got your Hall of Fame ring last night.
Yeah, what'd you think about that?
Yeah, great, I guess.
Unfortunately, I got so pissed I took it off after the game and threw it in Mark Holt's lake. Kind of real Ali-like, isn't it?
A little bit, yeah.
Well, the good news is we were so busy sucking last night, I couldn't tell if we really missed Zeke or not.
I think you do a little bit, yeah.
What's he doing now? He's honking every boob in Cabo or Cancun.
I don't know. You tell us.
I think it's Cabo, yeah.
Well, I can't tell you because he cut off our ankle monitor. I don't know where he is. Hey, did you know that Dak's interceptions were his way of giving a shout-out to Tony Romo last night?
Oh, really?
That was
Stop
touch.
It.
That's a sweet
not,
touch.
That's not right.
Let's look at the positive here now.
All right.
At least we were leading at halftime.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's positive,
Two
right?
quarters, and you had the lead on the team that has the best record in the NFL.
Another positive. Did you see Emmett's hot wife at the game last night?
Yes.
Talking about players and former players' wives.
She sure is pretty, George. She's so pretty. She's filling in nicely what we're missing after Candace Romo isn't a regular at the stadium anymore.
Oh, gosh.
Did you get a good look at that, George?
Don't say that. That's not.
Did you like that?
Well, I'm not going to comment like that, Jerry.
I'm going to have to give her an extra long, uncomfortable, seedy hug at the Cowboy Christmas party this year.
Oh, man.
You know what they classify that as, don't you?
Hmm.
Norm on Becca crime.
Yeah, we witness that
That's
every
really
morning.
That's really inside.
Speaking of women's, did you see when they showed that shot of Jeffrey Lurie in the suite last night?
Yep.
That bride of Jeff Lurie. Wonder how much postage he had to use to get her.
Okay, now you're just taking a shot again at a fellow owner.
Am I acting risky?
You are.
I'm being a little risky.
Yeah, and it seems like you're just, at every turn, you're trying to war with the league right now.
Hey, you know what? I'm also going to battle the NFL to let us in the Super Bowl despite our record, too. What do you think of that?
You got to launch a lawsuit and get you in the Super Bowl.
Lawsuit or prevent his new contract or do something.
Certainly the only way you're going to get there.
A lot of people say I've gone crazy and gotten a little power hungry, but that's not true. When you look at it, I only have two simple demands of Roger Goodell and the league.
Hmm.
You better stand for the anthem and kneel before me. Because I'm Jerry Effin' Jones.
That's the way it looks.
That's right. There's difference in owners. I'm a cut above the other owners.
Oh, yeah?
I'm mighty and strong like a tall oak tree, whereas Robert Kraft is a pussy willow tree.
Right,
okay.
Right.
Okay,
yes.
Finish the poem
okay.
There.
Okay.
Different trees. Hey, that Carson Wentz sure is a hell of a football player.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
Although he doesn't look like an NFL quarterback, he kind of looks like the dumb kid you can trick into killing someone.
Oh, my gosh. Jerry.
Hey, what do you think about Jason Garrett's calculated game plan of staring off into space and chewing gum? Didn't really translate into a win, did it?
No, it didn't seem to really fire up the troops.
And he is the only coach I've ever seen that has half a hardware store strapped to his belt, yet can't seem to make a single in-game adjustment to help anything.
Yeah, he's not using his tools efficiently, is he?
No. And the only adjustment I saw happen was our defense decided they were going to stop tackling on run plays in the second half. Only one. Hey, you know what our defense has in common with Gene's mouth?
What's that?
Neither one can stop running. That's free of charge. Free of charge.
Well, at least you can joke about this. I mean, you're
at least I can joke about it. That's right. Hey, did you know Roosevelt was with a black girl last night?
No, we didn't.
That's an odd phrase to use after that video came out just a couple of days ago.
Oh, yeah. You heard I got in a little trouble for that, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I recognize my mistake now. I shouldn't have said black girl. I should have said Mexican whore or something like that.
Oh, jeez, Jerry. So harsh.
I know better next time.
Golly.
Oh, my goodness. What happened over there? Oh, my God. I gotta go. I got to hoist Jerry Jr. up on this koala station. And now that I'm getting older, it's hard to get that 250 pounds up there. Just go ahead and you start taking them off. I'll be there in a second. I got to go, guys.
All right. We'll see you. There goes Jerry.